Hi, it's Andy Waring here. Welcome to my WSO product creation training. Before we get into the meat of the training, what I would like to do first is give you an understanding of what my objectives are for you, what you will get out of this by the time that you get to the end. Basically, by the end of this course, you're going to be able to firstly choose the best topic to create your training in. The topic that will give you the best conversions. You will also have a methodology, a process to be able to quickly and easily design your product from scratch, starting from a completely blank sheet of paper, coming up with your product. You'll also be able to understand the options you have when creating the physical training. And we'll look at the, you'll know and understand the pros and cons of each of those types of training. By the end of the training, you'll also be able to cover those gaps in your knowledge, those areas that perhaps you're not so hot on, but you'll need to understand to include within the training. You'll also have a sales letter template. That will allow you to quickly and easily create a very simple sales page, a simple but effective sales page, thus preventing you having to spend money on outsourcing it or getting people who can who you don't really want to spend extra cash on. And finally, you'll also have the knowledge to ensure that you have constant ongoing traffic to your offer, that constant bugbear. But by the end of the training, you will have a strategy to allow you to see this traffic constantly coming to your offer. So how am I going to do this? Well, there are basically 11 topics that I want to cover. That will give you that information. Firstly, we'll have a look at why have your own product. You know, why bother spending the time, the effort, coming up with a product of your own when you know you could quite easily just promote affiliate products. You know, a lot of affiliate products nowadays are 100% commission, so why not just use those? So we'll have a look at that in some detail. We'll then have a look at the objectives of the product that you produce. You might turn around and say, well, Andy, obviously the objectives are to make some cash. And yeah, that obviously is one element of it. But we'll actually look at it in more depth. What we're looking at here is to create an ongoing, robust business, and therefore sometimes we need to look beyond the obvious, and hopefully in that section that's what I'll do for you. We'll then go on to the pricing of the product. You know, how do you actually choose how you're going to price your product? And we'll have a look at the different things you need to consider, the pros and cons of lower ticket compared to higher ticket and vice versa. We'll then move on to that subject of what should you create your product on. You know, what is going to have the best conversions? And we'll look at the ways that you can find out and pinpoint exactly where you can create products that will have the best return. From that, we'll then move on to perhaps the most important part of the training. What I call the chunking methodology, and this is where I will give you this simple method to come up with the design of a product. You know, very quickly, very easily come up with the design of the product. Which incidentally, I have to say that this training that you're listening to now was very much designed using this methodology, but I'll explain that in completeness a little bit later. We'll then move on to that, to the dealing with the gaps in your knowledge or experience. You know, what happens if you've decided to create some training and there's one particular area where you perhaps I don't know, perhaps you've never come across before, or you're not experienced in it, or you've always outsourced that particular element. We'll look at how you can actually fill in your knowledge so that you can then make sure that that goes into the training so that your customers will benefit from that. We'll then move on to the actual creation of the physical product. You know, what are our options? What are the pros and cons of using those options? What are the easiest? What are the simplest? What are the quickest? And we'll have a look at that in some detail. Having got to the stage where you have a product to go, obviously you then are going to need a sales page to be able to sell that product. I know that a lot of people struggle with this, so what I'm going to do is go through a simple 9-stage template in which, if you follow, you'll be able to create your own sales page. We'll then actually look at how you can get the most from your offer. We'll look at the download page and how we can mine that for most profit. You'll see when we get to that that there's actually quite a bit we can do there, so that we're not just benefiting from the sale of the product that we've come up with, but how we can actually get much more from a careful, clever use of the download page. I then move on to my perpetual motion strategy, how you can make sure that you are having a constant stream of traffic, of new traffic, without having to spend an absolute fortune getting that. I call it my perpetual motion strategy because that is the principle behind it, that once you've got the momentum going, it takes on a life of its own. And then finally, I want to end the training with the key ingredient, the ingredient that you will need to make this all work. The information is going to be extremely useful to you, but without this key ingredient is really a waste of time. So there we go, that's what we're going to cover. Hopefully it's what you're expecting, what you're hoping. Without further ado, let's move on and have a look at actually why do we want our own WSO product. And in a word, the main thing is control. You know, if you have your own product, you can make the decisions. You can decide on the price. You know, is it something that you are going to give away to capture leads? Is it something that you want as an upsell? You know, in a sales funnel, that you've got your giveaway, but you want a product that you can actually sell to bring in some income. Possibly it might be that you want to create it as a bonus to an affiliate product. You know, if you're promoting a particularly good affiliate offer, you might want to make your offering a unique proposition, and therefore you can create a product to offer as a bonus, as a way of attracting people to purchase that offer through your affiliate link. So you do have that control. You can also repurpose products that you make. So once that you've made it, you can use it over and over again in different guises. You know, perhaps as an element in another product. Perhaps it's actually repurposing it if you initially create it as a PDF. Perhaps then making that into a video, or vice versa, or perhaps from a video into audio. You've got all of these options because it's your product. You have complete control over it. Of course, the other thing is that you can get others to promote it. You know, you can gain affiliates, and once you have affiliates, it's like having your very own sales force. You know, a sales force that's out there selling your product when you're asleep, you know, when you're sunning yourself on a beach, whatever. And having this is the real success in any field, the real key to success in any field, it breaks that link between your time and effort and your income. And I just want to repeat that because I think it's so important. If you can break the link between your time and effort and your income, so they're not related, that is when you have when you can have the sort of success that you read about online. If at the moment you're selling your time for money, you only have a finite amount of time in any one day, and therefore you can only earn a finite amount of cash. Yes, you can ask for a raise or you can charge more per hour or whatever it might be, but until you can break that link between your time and effort and income, you're always going to put a cap on how much you can earn. As soon as you break that link, then you can earn, well, the sky's the limit. Another benefit of having a WSO product on the Warrior Plus or JVZoo marketplace is that you have a ready-made stream of traffic. People who are browsing, who are going to want to purchase your item. You also similarly got people who might want to promote your product as that affiliate. So having your own product can automatically bring in a ready-made stream of traffic. And as I say, what I'm going to show you later is how we can build upon that initial stream of traffic to ensure that it's an ongoing stream. So as well as, so the first benefit, as I say, is this idea of control. The second benefit is the increase to your profile as a marketer. Your credibility increases when you have products of your own out there. All of a sudden, people see you as a real, in inverted commas, marketer. And having done that, it will attract people to what you're offering. Organizations spend millions on building their reputation. And this is what you're doing. Every time you put out a quality product, people see you putting those out there, and therefore their perception of you is constantly increasing. And if you're creating good quality, lower price ticket items, it is going to attract people into your higher tickets, mentoring, coaching, etc. You might not be there at the moment, but it is something that you may very well want to get into in the future. And the more trust, more credibility you can build up with these lower price items, the more likely you are to get people wanting to invest in those higher ticket items that you offer down the line. So hopefully from that you can see that there are a load of reasons why it's worth spending the time and effort in creating your own products, in going through this training in detail and spending that time coming up with those products. So okay, once we've decided that we are going to create a product of our own, what are our objectives for that product? Well, the first thing is to get it done quickly, to create it quickly. You're going to be enthused straight after finishing this training, or hopefully so, and I want you to benefit from that. The longer that something takes, the longer it takes you to get round to creating a product, the longer it takes to create the product itself, the more doubts and fears that creep in. And I can speak from personal experience that when I've done this in the past and I've come up with the idea and then spent time mulling it over and creating it and polishing it and tweaking it, and having that situation where more and more time is elapsing, and during that time, it's inevitable that doubts and fears creep in. Am I good enough? Is this product good enough? Are people going to want to hear what I want to say? Is what I want to say going to be useful? Etc. etc. And again, from personal experience, on products I've hit, having spent a long time and a lot of effort, time and effort, I've had products that have been binned after all that time and effort because of these little nagging doubts that have crept in because of the time it's taken me. So the objective here when you're creating the products is going to be speed. Speed is going to be our friend. We're going to eliminate the bells and whistles and just get something out there. Because we're going to do that, one of the things that you're going to have to do is overcome any perfectionist streak that you might have. You're going to have to be able to accept the odd rough edge. Ultimately, people are not interested or not too worried about the odd rough edge as long as the information that you have is going to get them, take them forward, is going to benefit them in some way. I know from personal experience again that that's easier said than done, but that's what I want you to do. And the more products that you produce, the easier the process becomes, the quicker the process becomes, and it becomes very much a complementary circle. The more products you produce, the easier it becomes, the quicker it becomes, the more products you produce, etc. Also, the objective from creating products within this methodology is that we want to have a medium to long-term approach. It's not about instant fame and fortune. I will tell you now that having completed this training, you are not going to make a million overnight. If that shocks anyone, then please turn off the training now, request a refund, and I'll happily provide that to you. But what I want to do is more fundamental than that. I want to create or help you create a more robust business that can stand the test of time. It's true to say that the more WSO products that you get out there, the more popular they will become because you start building a collection of people who have bought and like or benefited from your products. You put out one WSO, you'll have a certain amount of people who buy, perhaps not a huge amount, who knows? But let's say it's a relatively small amount. But the next time, the next WSO you bring out, all of those people are going to be made aware. Now they're already aware of you. There's already a certain amount of rapport that you've built with them, so they are more likely to purchase your new WSO, and you're also going to gain new buyers. So as you can see, this group, this collection of buyers, is growing each time. Each time you put something out, it's going to be more popular. Also, what we're looking to do, the objective of this, is to get buyers to your list. Buyers are far more likely to purchase from you in the future. They're far more likely to purchase affiliate offers that you send out. And therefore, in terms of your ongoing potential income, getting buyers on your list is the key. Much more so than actually making, money at this moment in time. And therefore, as this is the case, because these buyers on your list is the key element here, the next objective is to attract affiliates, and we do that by offering 100% commissions. So, yes, it's going to affect the amount of income that you bring in, but remember, that is not our primary objective. At this point, we are trying to bring in buyers into our list, and to do that, we also want to attract affiliates. Our final objective, and it is, and I've left this to the end for a reason, it's almost a secondary objective, is to A, cover your costs. Obviously, we don't want to be out of pocket when we put a product out there. And then finally, to make a profit. as I say, it's a secondary objective. I go back and I don't apologise for going back to saying that the buyers on their list, that long-term potential income is the key thing here. We're looking at this, the medium to long-term process. But hey, if we can make a profit up front, you know, straight away, and have those buyers to our list, then fantastic. So, okay, there's the objectives. It's to get it done quickly, to have this medium long-term approach, to get buyers on our list, to attract affiliates, and then, and only then, to look at covering the cost or even making a profit.